The very first concert of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra took place 100 years ago tomorrow. And to celebrate this milestone, tomorrow night, the BSO will play music by Gershwin, Bernstein, Ravel, and Mason Bates, along with the premiere of a commission by Kristen Custer. Superstar violinist Joshua Bell will join Maren Alsop and the band, and one of the people making remarks at this event will be Rita Becker. She has been part of the BSO for 42 years. She has made a specialty of a very unique niche in classical music as a narrator of concert music. In addition to narrating well-known pieces like Peter and the Wolf, which we're listening to in the background, Rita has also designed and written countless programs for children, and for more than four decades, generations of young people have received their first exposure to classical music under her masterful tutelage. I've had the great pleasure of working with Rita on many projects with the Baltimore Choral Arts Society, and I'm delighted that she is joining me this morning here in Studio A. How you doing?
I'm fine and so happy to be here.
Delighted to have you here. So tell us how you got into this very unique, singular gig of being a narrator of concert music.
Well, when I was a little girl, my parents gave me a recording of Peter and the Wolf with Basil Rathbone, scary guy, wonderful. And it was just enchanting. I absolutely thought it was the best thing I ever heard. And I really wanted to speak to music. I thought it was wonderful. And when people asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I'd say I want to be the person who says Peter and the Wolf. And so my life, I, you know, went to school. I studied music. I played piano. I sang. So I was very musical. And I went to a lot of concerts at the Syria Mosque. This was before Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh, where I lived. And Fritz Reiner was the conductor then.
Of the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Yes, very, very famous. And I loved orchestral music. So I had that kind of a background. And in college, I studied music and I studied drama. And I was in musicals and I was in summer stock. But I went into speech pathology because I was also interested in the sciences and in doing something that would be good. And so that would be... that would help people. Mm-hmm. I didn't think of the music in that way. I do now.
Yeah.
But speech pathology. And so after being in that for 10 years, I was here at University Hospital. And I just decided that I wanted to go to Peabody and study narration. Well, nobody teaches narration.
Yeah, so you walk into the office of the Dean of Peabody and say, I want to study narration.
And he was charmed. He thought that was such a great idea. So really, it was a research project for me. I had use of the library of scores, and I could read a score very well. I had use of the recording library. So what I did was to see which pieces were recorded the most. And I decided to study those and memorize them.
And they included pieces like Peter and the Wolf.
Peter the Wolf.
Or King David of Onegaire.
Yes, and Joan of Arc at the Stake. And Histoire du Soldat, The Story of a Soldier by Stravinsky. Uh-huh. Many of those. And Walton's Facade. And so one day I was introduced by Richard Franco Goldman, who was the head of Peabody then, to their new music director. His name was Fred Prausnitz. And he said, Fred, this is Rita Becker. She is a rara avis, a rare bird. She's a narrator. And Fred Prausnitz said to me, by any chance, have you studied Jeanne d'Arc, he said, Jeanne d'Arc. I said, yes.
Oratorio by the French composer, Swiss composer, Arthur Honegger.
Exactly.
About Joan of Arc.
Exactly. And I said, well, you know, I have it memorized, but in English. And he said, I have always wanted to do that piece. Please come in and let me hear what you're doing. And that was my first big performance. I was cast as Joan. And it is a speaking role in this opera. So that was wonderful.
And not only have you narrated pieces for which the narration is already written, either by the composer or by a particular librettist with whom the composer was working, but you yourself have designed just tons and tons of programs for children around basic themes. And so your job is really almost as much as a writer and creator as it is as a performer, isn't it?
Well, I love programming. Along the way, I've heard so much orchestral music, so it's very familiar to me, and things fall in place. It's fun to sit in a planning meeting to decide what the theme is and so on. And yes, that has been something that has kept me so interested and so involved.
You were enthralled yourself as a kid, as a child. You have done, I don't know, 9 billion at last count performances with the BSO and other orchestras for children. What do you think it's going to take to enthrall this next generation of 8-year-olds and 11-year-olds?
Well, I think that a symphony orchestra live is one of the most fabulous experiences. Kids are listening and watching a lot now. When I first did Peter and the Wolf with Commissiona years ago, I was the feature, the narrator. But in subsequent years, we've used Bob Brown puppets because kids are used to something visual to hold their attention. So we have to design things to hold their attention. But look, the music is something that will be forever. So we have a great opportunity if we just expose them to great concerts. I think that there's a place for it.
The Baltimore Symphony, which you've played such an integral part of this 100-year history, has embarked in the last several years on this program called ORCIDS. And you and Bob Meyerhoff have been particularly personally very generous to that program, donating a lot of money to help get that going. Is ORCIDS the future of orchestras around the country? Is Baltimore becoming a paradigm for other
orchestras? I hope so. I hope so very much. ORCIDS is incredible. And when I talked before about doing something that is good for people when I went into speech pathology, ORCIDS is a program that is not only about and with and using music. It's a program in which kids get instruments and learn how to play.
And these are often kids from economically deprived areas.
Very, right? And we start.
These are after-school programs.
And in-school programs. Mm-hmm. And it's pre-K all the way through until high school. And we actually had several kids going to the School for the Arts right now who were ORCIDS.
Yeah, starting
so
that next generation.
This makes such a difference in their lives.
Well, Rita Becker, you have made quite a difference with the Baltimore Symphony. We appreciate it. Happy 100th anniversary to them, and we look forward to the concert tomorrow night. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Rita Becker has been narrating concerts of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and many other institutions for more than four decades. She'll be speaking briefly tomorrow night as the BSO marks the 100th anniversary of their very first concert back in 1916. Joshua Bell joins Maren Alsop in the suite from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein. They'll also play a new piece by Mason Bates, a new commission by Kristen Custer, an overture by Gershwin, and Ravel's Bolero. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning for all the details. That's it for us today. Coming up Friday, Nathan Sterner has the latest information on the Zika virus. The Juanito Pascual Flamenco Trio gives us an in-studio sample of what they'll play at the Weinberg Center in Frederick on Friday night. And our resident foodie, Sasha Wallhander, stops by with tips for treats that we can make for our Valentine's sweethearts. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. Garrison Keillor's up next with the Writer's Almanac. Have a great day. Thank you.